Caruit gratia Dei Salvatoris Nostri, omnibus hominibus, si, oggi è apparso a tutti gli uomini la grazia di Dio nostro Salvatore.
Urbi et orbi is a Latin expression meaning to the city and the world. In antiquity, it was the official phrase that began edicts and proclamations that were to be binding not only on the city of Rome, but on the whole world.
La grazia di Dio è apparsa. Ecco perché il Natale è festa di luce.
It has become tradition over the years, and especially at Christmas time, for the Pope to deliver an address before the benediction, in which he notes areas of particular concern to him personally, for the life of the Church and humanity generally. This Christmas was no exception, and the Holy Father chose to concentrate on the universality of God's self-revelation in Jesus Christ.
Oggi è apparso a tutti gli uomini la grazia di Dio nostro Salvatore.
The constant refrain of the Holy Father's address was the truth that God's coming into the world is for all men and women. Praying that the many people who continue to dwell in darkness and the shadow of death might come to know the power of God's saving grace, Pope Benedict asked that the divine light of Bethlehem radiate throughout the Holy Land, where the horizon seems once again bleak for Israelis and Palestinians.
Si diffonda in Libano, in Iraq, e ovunque nel Medio Oriente.
May it spread throughout Lebanon, Iraq, and the whole Middle East, he continued, praying that it might bring forth rich fruit from the efforts of all those who, rather than resigning themselves to the twisted logic of conflict and violence, prefer instead the path of dialogue and negotiation as the means of resolving tensions within each country and finding just and lasting solutions to the conflicts troubling the region. This light, said Pope Benedict, brings transformation and renewal, and is besought by the people of Zimbabwe in Africa, trapped for all too long in a political and social crisis which sadly keeps worsening, as well as the men and women of the Democratic Republic of Congo, especially in the war-torn region of Kivu. Darfur in Sudan and Somalia, whose interminable suffering, said Pope Benedict, are the tragic consequence of the lack of stability and peace. Pope Benedict said children living in those countries are especially waiting this light, as indeed are the children of all countries experiencing troubles, so that their future can once more be filled with hope.
Sono tragica conseguenza dell'assenza di stabilità e di pace.
The Holy Father went on to say, wherever the dignity and rights of the human person are trampled upon, wherever the selfishness of individuals and groups prevails over the common good, wherever fratricidal hatred and the exploitation of man by man risk being taken for granted, wherever internecine conflicts divide ethnic and social groups and disrupt peaceful coexistence, wherever terrorism continues to strike, wherever the basics needed for survival are lacking, wherever an increasingly uncertain future is regarded with apprehension, even in affluent nations, in each of these places, prayed Pope Benedict, may the light of Christmas shine forth and encourage all people to do their part in a spirit of authentic solidarity.
Andiamo dunque, fratelli. Affrettiamoci come pastore nella notte di Betlemme.
So continued the Holy Father, let us go then, brothers and sisters, let us make haste like the shepherds on that Bethlehem night. God has come to meet us. He has shown us his face, full of grace and mercy. May his coming to us be not in vain. Let us seek Jesus. Let us be drawn to his light, which dispels sadness and fear from every human heart. Let us draw near to him with confidence and bow down in humility to adore him.
Prostriamoci per adorarlo. Buon Natale a tutti!
Following the Urbi et Orbi benediction, the Holy Father offered Christmas greetings to the faithful in dozens of languages.
Irlandese, noli con aif golier, cinese, shen ten quai lo, arabo, mille dun mashidon, inglese. May the birth of the Prince of Peace remind the world where true happiness lies, and may your hearts be filled with hope and joy, for the Savior has been born for us.
With best wishes at Christmastide, I'm Chris Altieri.